Restoring My Soul, Monday the 9th of December. Thorns and Briars. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For the earth, that is the ground of our heart, which drinks in the former rain that often comes upon it, and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessing from God, that is, they are entering rest. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned." The thorns and briars that are brought up from the ground of our heart reflect our response to the word. They grow up within us because we have not found deliverance from the stones of our other law that drive the expression of our self-image. These prickly responses are motivated by familiar spirits and cause us to embrace the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the pleasures of life. These are alternative responses to our sanctification and are compensations for the discontent and discouragement that we feel when our religious projections are not being received or validated. These pursuits are often confused with agape fellowship or offering, affirming that those who take these actions remain deceived by their self-image and do not know what spirit that they are of. When people gather together on the basis of their reactions to the word, or even in their blindness, they become a faction in the midst of the church. They are walking in darkness. In the same way that those who walk in the light have fellowship with one another, those who walk in darkness will tend to find connection with each other in the church. Unless they find repentance and are established on the pathway of light that belongs to salvation, they will be found as sons of disobedience, typified as tares. Their fellowship in the dark will be acknowledged as the Lord directs his angelos, saying, "First gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 6 verses 7 and 8, Matthew chapter 13 verse 22, Mark chapter 4 verse 19, Luke chapter 8 verse 14, Luke chapter 9 verse 55, 1 John chapter 1 verse 6, and Matthew chapter 13 verse 30. For further study, Hebrews chapter 6.